much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
You asked your teammates not to tear your shirt. Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Woo! I'm partying like a madman, and I'm 38 years old! Woo-hee!
You guys are up next.
Oh, boy. Hey, Jared.
Yeah.
If Emily Chang asked me a question, and it looks like I'm going to have a panic attack, then you should just jump in there.
You're going to be fine. Look at you. You've got the hair of Giovanni Ribisi and the complexion of Timothy Hutton and the eyes of Joni Mitchell. You're like a Mr. Potato Head of beautiful people.
Plus, this is a pre-tape, so if anything terrible happens, they can always edit it out. Okay, you're up.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Get over to me.
Laser drilled holes.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
More than happy to do it.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
I am the chosen one.
This one seems to be about quit.
When did you start doing comedy?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Let's shine.
Let's shine.
Because he's got such a big boner.
Roll another one.
Put your finger here. Try this.
Just like the other. This one seems to be about
spend.
And I don't have another cent.
Woo!
Whoa! But don't bogart that joint.
World Store.
Just pass it around.
So much sausage.
And don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Tape Wars.
But just pass it.
Now,
what's your favorite?
Excuse me.
Our feature presentation.
And that one is clearly the answer.
Smelled it.
Right. Morning, everybody. It is a brand new Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen show. It is Friday morning, the 17th of January.
Hello.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
3-day weekend, bitches.
Not what I was thinking at all, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Coldplay tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Too. Yes.
That's awesome.
It's going to happen.
So I just want to tell you a little bit of the timeline. So I did the video downstairs with the hard hat on showing that nothing had been accomplished.
Correct.
And honestly, a little worried.
Okay.
Because we were saying Coldplay a week from that night.
And
I ran into our GM down there.
He
was giving somebody else a tour of what it's going to look like. And he looked at me for a minute. He paused for a minute. And he was like, he didn't say, oh, hey, how's it going? And then he just walked past me. Then we get a memo, an email early in the week saying, hey, no one go down there.
No.
Don't go down to the sauce place.
Let me fix your timeline.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You got that memo before you went down
no,
there.
No.
You
see,
didn't see
no,
it.
No, no, no. He opened the email after the video.
Oh, you.
What's
that's
what's
what
the
I'm
difference
saying.
Between a memo
that's
and an email?
That's what I'm saying. If you would have opened that, you would have known why his look at you was like,
he had already,
what are you
because
doing?
He had already told me not to.
Yes. He had already sent it by about a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, but by Kevin time, that's exactly
that's
when
about,
he opens the email.
Okay.
Right.
So you think when you open an email that that's when it was sent?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, that's when it goes into effect.
Wait,
you can't
it's not?
Know something if you haven't read it.
It's not
God.
That way?
Right.
Maybe we didn't need him to get on K-Rock email. He doesn't even know how it works.
When I read it, that's when they sent it.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
that's
okay.
My understanding
how
of how
can
you
know follow
it.
A rule if you haven't heard it? It.
So no wonder I thought he was looking at me really weird.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I was like, "Wow, this is sort of odd," not having seen that a week before. But also, honestly, I think there were a lot of people who were worried.
Yes,
that it really wasn't going to get done. And we had a, yes?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, the curtain's been pulled back for all of us, I think.
Do you think it helped that the morning show, every single morning, every single break we talked about Coldplay was talking about it? Do you think that helped him?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you why, because it's sort of like, oh, they're pointing out a flaw that might happen publicly, and we need to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say we're the reason it got ready.
Yeah. That is great.
That's my logic.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
It always ends up with me on top somehow. I'm not sure how.
Go ahead and bring that. Yeah.
If Chris Martin doesn't thank us, we see that being like
a slight?
Yes.
We riot.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. We burn the place down.
Yeah, if one of his buttons doesn't say thanks to Kevin in the morning with Ali and Jensen.
No, again, with the buttons. I don't think those
I bet you he has buttons today.
It's a pretty small printing.
Yeah, it's a big button. No, it's a huge button. It's huge.
He brought buttons one time. We've interviewed him 10.
I mean, who knows? You never know if he's bringing them with him.
Right. Okay, right. Mm-hmm. So then we had a run through this Tuesday where there was going to be a band on stage just trying things out to make sure everything was working.
You know who that was supposed to be? Best Coast.
Correct.
Best Coast
great
didn't
album.
Wind up playing here.
Yeah, but not in the space.
Not in the sound space.
No, it's someplace
but
different.
But they still played somewhere cool.
But that's not the
I'm
point.
I'm a team player. I love my job.
The point is we were going to have a run through on Tuesday just to make sure it would all be ready for Friday.
Yes.
Didn't happen.
Right.
So then everybody really started to get to worry. And we kept talking about it. We talked to Stryker and Klein, which I'm surprised they talked to us about a backup plan.
Or they had the time. They were working through that whole soundstage, yeah.
But I got to tell you, man, I went downstairs this morning, and it looks amazing.
Kevin keeps doing what he's not supposed to. Did you not see the email that came out last night
No.
that said, I know you guys are curious, but do not come down, especially in the morning.
That one must have gotten lost. It didn't get to me.
Can you imagine if it said especially in the morning?
Especially in the morning.
Especially you, Kevin.
No, I'm saying I didn't go, okay, but I'm just saying it looks good, and I think it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to actually be able to pull it off.
Absolutely. It's going to be wonderful.
How about us?
We did it.
Yay! Us.
By us, I don't know who we mean, but
the last time we saved something like this, it involved Fred Durst.
That's true.
We're on fire.
Didn't even have to bring in Durst.
No, didn't have to bring the Durst out.
We did bring the Durst out.
Well, not this time.
Oh, I was just thinking back how great it was. Oh, yeah, we unleashed the Durst on those great people of Orange County.
It was great.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I think it's going to work.
It's going to be wonderful.
Coldplay.
I mean, to see Coldplay with 300 people.
I don't know the exact number, but it's close. It's very small.
Unbelievable.
Place.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you're in the back, you can see great. I mean, it's crazy. It's amazing. So we're going to do that tonight. We're very excited about that. And I might as well just go for full responsibility
for that.
The morning show accomplished that.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
We saved the corporation.
Correct.
Not just the station.
And
we saved Entercom?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, it would have made them look bad.
Yeah.
And then everybody would have got mad. But we stepped in like we do.
Yeah.
And we're problem fixers.
Mm-hmm.
We're problem solvers. That's what we do.
We put the fire under the ass.
Right.
We get moving.
Right.
Terrifying if we were problem solvers.
Jeez.
This place.
I'm saying in this example, I'm willing to go on a limb and say we did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
I don't know anything. All I know is you're covered in feces. She's covered in feces.
That's the way you want to start. I'll tell you that.
Is that how you want to start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so, yeah. Okay. People are dumb on the show today?
Yes.
Tiny things that you can't do in life. Tiny things everybody else seems to be able to do effortlessly. They didn't have to practice or learn. They just do it.
You acknowledged yesterday that you don't know how to use chopsticks.
At all.
I said I don't know how to dive.
Kevin, somebody tagged me in the Instagram post, at Kevin Mornings, where we have video that Christine took of you trying to use chopsticks.
Well, let me just say this.
Yeah.
I did better this time than
did
I
you?
Did that time.
Oh, God.
That time was a disaster, and she took out her phone and started videoing without me knowing it because I couldn't get get anything to work.
Right.
And it did look like, Jensen described it as I had no control over my hands.
Oh, this listener said, you didn't describe this well enough
I know.
On the air. Like, it is something
it's
to
like
behold.
They're slippery.
Yeah, just go to @KevinMornings, watch him try and use chopsticks, and then think about whatever it is in your life that you can't do that is so simple.
Minuscule,
and
know
benign.
I don't know that most people have something that's that simple, but we're hoping for simple-ish.
Right. Yeah.
I'm 38. I still can't tie my shoes.
Right.
You might beat Kevin.
Right?
You might.
Normally, we would mock you, but today you're a star.
Right? Yeah. Like, Velcro exists.
Mm-hmm.
New movie releases with the Movie Man.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Very excited about that. And it's Friday, you people, so it's Keep It 100.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did I just say you people?
You did.
It's a weird way to say it.
Sounded racist.
Well, she did. It is. It was rough, Kevin. You pointed at Power 106 Board Op Destiny when you said you people, so I'm assuming you're...
I mean, that
you're
is
talking
what I
about
meant,
hip-hop
yeah.
heads?
Hip-hop heads.
But that wasn't for everyone to know.
Okay.
You guys can keep a secret,
right,
can
sorry.
You?
Yes.
For a second?
Sure, for
yes.
sure. No one heard it.
We'll take a break. We will come back with this 5:53. Allie is here with our first look at what's happening.
Guys, I can't even begin to tell you how many people added me in the Watchmen news yesterday. Over and over. Oh, Allie, did you see this? This is the most devastating news for you. Are you so sad? Well, no, I'm not so sad because I'm trying to decode this Watchmen news like it's a damn episode of Watchmen, because everyone's linking me to this USA Today article that's saying, done, not coming back.
It's over. That's a bummer.
Screw you. Essentially,
no!
it doesn't say screw you, but it's saying...
The sentiment.
Yeah, the whole thing. And then they're saying in the article, Damon Lindelof, the head dude, wrote it, told USA Today this week that he's told the story he wants to tell and has no interest in a second season. There are no quotes from him in this USA Today story. Not a single quote from him in this USA Today story.
At this point, correct?
So then...
He has always said one
he
season.
He said in December with the guy, like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But then stories have come out since then, including Wednesday from The Hollywood Reporter, where the head dude from HBO said, where we left it with Damon was he's thinking about what he wants to do, and I'm taking his lead on that. Mm-hmm. If he has an idea that he's excited about, then I'm excited. If he wants to do something else, then that's what I want to do. And he also said, here's the thing. Originally, my hope was it would have been an ongoing series. But where Damon is thinking about it, I think maybe it's more like a Fargo, where it comes back completely different. You know, that doesn't sound like it's over. And this was on Wednesday. So stop sending me that USA Today article with no quotes in it. I want direct quotes, and I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. I am not giving up hope.
She's pointing at Power 106 Board Op Destiny.
I'm so mad at Destiny right now. She loves...
Lies, and more lies.
She loves USA Today.
Top of lies.
She does.
She said it for years.
She what?
Like that. She loves USA Today.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Still?
She's like, it is my go-to. Destiny, do you even know that USA Today exists?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
To start.
I was gonna say, because that is your grandpa's paper. Like, was it a paper?
Yes. It
I
was
don't
a paper.
Even know
it was
anymore.
Newspaper. Look it up.
Yep. Here's the thing. I want recent quotes. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. Mm-hmm. And this being upset is twofold.
Okay.
First of all, we all know fake news. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to happen in this case.
Sure.
I want to be told from him if it's coming back. If it's coming back, wonderful.
Yeah.
If it's not coming back, wonderful.
You're all good with that too, yeah.
You want to know why? Because he made the perfect show to me. That ending was perfect. Everything about it was perfect. But if you think you can continue it... Damon, I am here for you. Let's do this.
Yesterday we were talking about spinoff went off.
Mm-hmm.
I missed one. Watchmen, the Lube Man.
Yeah. I mean, it's such not a non-story that people thought would be funny.
It's a great title.
He slides into a sewer.
It's
we
a
get
great
it.
Spinoff.
It is a great title.
We follow Lube Man. We follow his like origin.
Yeah.
What he does with his talents.
How does he collapse himself to get in there?
Yeah.
There's a
yeah.
lot of questions.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing also. As for the cast, the HBO dude said, yeah, they're all inked to multi-year deals. That's what you do. It's standard when you think it's going to be a reoccurring, renewable drama series. So they're all locked in. Until I find out they have been released from their contract, stop sending me these articles that just upset me.
So the only thing that upsets you is conjecture that... is based on nothing. If he came out and said, I'm not doing it, you'd be
I'd
okay.
I'd be like, okay, cool.
Right.
But instead, when USA Today's like, oh, he's not doing it, the answer is nothing. He told us last week, blah, 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 with not a single quote. If he told you last week, quote him on it. Not one.
What would your guess be as to whether it's going to come back for second season? Based on everything that you know. Because I'd say no.
And that's fine.
Okay. I'm just saying we don't have... proof today, so we
oh,
do
no,
have
no, no,
to
no.
guess.
No, we absolutely have to guess.
Okay.
I am good either way.
Okay.
Would I like to see a continuation of it? Sure. Do I think they could do it? Didn't think they could do this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anytime I can have more Regina King and, spoiler alert, The Watchmen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, my God. It just occurred to me you didn't see the finale.
I mean, it's fine. Okay. I don't think you gave it away. Fully.
Now, you know what? Even if you
She's the Watchmen now.
Even if you do.
Now you did. Now you fully gave it away.
I was going to say, before you gave
that
it away.
The egg?
I was going to say that there is a certain time frame, and I'm a big believer in, look, if I haven't seen the ending of Watchmen, which happened when?
3 months ago?
Yeah. So that's all on me. It doesn't matter.
I say 30-day window.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's on TV, it's about
a
right.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
That's my window.
Then we're fine.
Yeah, we're good.
I did say spoiler alert twice.
Twice,
you could have stopped listening.
I didn't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. Could have turned your radio off, Kevin.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Listen.
My bad.
I'm just excited for whatever they want to do. I will cheer if they don't want to do it. I will cheer if they do.
But stop guessing. It's driving her crazy.
But stop sending me stuff that has no proof. Damon, if you're listening, just
He's
give a call.
1-800.
No.
Damn it. Pretty busy.
And then one of the guy producers on the show is like, oh, Damon, I think this is the right choice. And linked to the USA Today article. Then say you heard it from Damon, not the.
I mean, she's really freaking out.
Wow.
I didn't want to spend my whole night.
We have a minute left before people tune
Googling. No, God, they totally tuned out.
Minute left.
A while ago.
Did you spend your whole night Googling?
I did. I spent a good, I did a lot of deep dives into articles. I listened to a podcast. I'm like, don't make me read this. Some guy's like, oh, you really need to read this article that he did, blah, blah, blah. Well, that was from early December.
Mm.
A lot of things changed.
They do.
A lot of things changed. Guys, happy birthday to Jim Carrey. We can agree on that. And Steve Harvey.
Absolutely.
James Earl Jones.
Big fan.
Betty G.D. White.
93, I believe.
I don't know.
Yeah, 93.
Zooey Deschanel.
98? Really?
What? Oh, my gosh.
Wow, 98 years old. My God.
That's impressive.
Zooey Deschanel.
Uh-huh.
Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Michelle Obama.
Well, big day.
A good day.
Calvin Harris.
Wow.
Lil Jon. Yeah!
Yep.
Is that him?
Nope, that was the Kool-Aid man, but very close.
Shoot!
Very close.
That's what's
coming up in the next hour, the tiny things that you can't do that is just not a problem for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Mine chopsticks.
Yeah.
Mine's diving. Just diving into water. Can't do it.
I dive. Okay.
Diving is falling.
It's not, though.
It's
I talked
falling
about,
headfirst
no,
into
I
water.
I genuinely thought about this last night in depth. We'll talk about it, but it is not just falling. Falling is belly flopping.
I mean, if you're a bad faller, yeah.
No. You don't fall.
Okay.
When you fall, all right, we'll talk about it later.
You put your hands over your head.
So if you trip.
That's it, and fall.
If you trip, you just fall, your head hits first.
We're talking about diving. We're not talking about walking. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
I mean, come on.
We'll talk about
it. Right?
I work with people that can't whistle. A guy that can't blow his nose. It's confusing how you guys get through daily life.
To be honest, it is. I agree with you on that.
It's insane to me.
And that brings us to people are dumb.
Dumb.
First story is out of Enid, Oklahoma. Here's the news report.
The chase taking what could have been a dangerous turn when Anderson starts dumping bricks in the street.
He took a forklift, stole it, and was running from police. The police were following him.
That reporter?
Yeah.
Did they have marbles in their mouth?
Well, that was my thought, is that she's clearly eating. And it gets worse.
No.
Oh, it does.
I mean, did you hear her?
Yeah, let's play it again.
The chase taking what could have been a dangerous turn when Anderson starts dumping bricks in the street.
That's what I sound like when I eat.
What
she cut to
on?
Her. She's just eating a ham sandwich, talking into a mic.
They cut back to her before she was ready. Yeah. And she tries to
puts the sandwich down.
Very dangerous. There's actually a car right beside him when the bricks hit.
Investigators say he stole the forklift from a nearby hotel construction site.
She's
come on. This is fake. This is a fake news report.
It's not
from someone that thinks this is how news people should talk.
It's not at all. No.
He actually broke two exterior windows, and he broke those windows by throwing two boxes of tile at him.
That's when someone in the area called 911, and the chase started. Anderson throwing out trash and whatever else he could find inside the 15-ton truck, trying to get away.
What's she eating, do you think? What would your guess be?
I like ham sandwich.
Or corn nuts, but not chewing.
Too much,
but not chewing. That's what, like holding them in the
just
back like a squirrel.
Back.
Yeah.
I've been here approximately 15 years.
This is my favorite quote that they get from the police. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen this before? Why would you even ask?
Police department, I've never seen anybody chase a forklift.
His run ending with a break in the fuel line.
We weren't able to just put a vehicle in front of him to stop him. So once that machine broke down, it was good for us. We were able to take him into custody.
Police say he was booked for grand larceny, public intoxication, and destruction of property. Police say he was also booked for an outstanding warrant in Garfield County.
Garfield County.
What?
I do.
Mug said, that's what you sound like when you eat on the air. And I go, yeah, but I say I'm eating on the air.
Right.
I talk about it.
Yeah. You don't go on with the newscast.
Right, as if nothing's happening. I hope she was satisfied. Six tourists arrested after feces found at a sacred Machu Picchu temple.
Oh, no.
I've been lucky enough to be at Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
It was built in the 1400s with these giant, huge, rock is not the right word. It's like, it's a house-sized stone. Stone is even a worse word. Mm-hmm. But they built it. It's a miracle. It's a holy site. You go there. People give you tours. They cut down on tourists just to make sure that nothing happens to it.
Okay.
And so six tourists were arrested at the Peruvian destination in the 1400s, which is when it was built. It was four men and two women.
Oh, dear.
Almost always men, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, fecal matter was found at the sacred location. Four men and two women entered the area within the temple built by the Incas. The tourists damaged a wall. Again, solid stone.
Did they smear their poo on the wall?
But that wouldn't damage it. It's solid stone that has stood since the 1400s.
Well, I mean, I don't know how old it being has anything to do with withstanding poop, but... I mean, I feel like
that's true. They may not have tested it.
That's what I'm saying.
Local media reported that all the tourists were aged between 20 and 32. Mm-hmm. Not a surprise. What country were they from?
Oh, God, this is my fear. Please don't be Americans.
They're from America.
Three Argentines.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
A Brazilian.
Okay. All right.
A Chilean.
Yeah.
A Chilean.
Uh-huh.
And a French woman.
Hey! USA! USA! USA!
It's so funny. You would think that's exactly what I thought. Oh. Please don't be Americans. Please
I thought Fort Lauderdale. I was sure of Panama City.
You know when they say if you're taking erectile dysfunction medication, if you have a erection for, what is it, six hours?
Six hours. Tell an expert or
you
something.
You have to go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And I have always thought that was so funny because the emergency room has like that bulletproof glass and they ask you what's wrong and you have to describe to them. Mm-hmm. And then they say, what? I can't hear you. And then you have to yell it. Mm-hmm. A Mexican man was reportedly suffering a painful three-day erection. After taking a sexual stimulant meant for balls.
For balls?
Balls. B-U-L-L.
Oh.
Bowls?
That's worse.
Bowl.
Bowls.
A bowl. That you eat out
Am I saying that wrong?
Right.
A bowl.
You're saying it weird.
A B-U-L-L.
Yeah. Okay, no, we're all on the same page.
You guys are
now.
Missing the erection for 3 days part.
Are you eating food now?
I'm not. This is another story in Peru, by the way. Peru's stepping it up, and
good.
I like that.
Yeah.
According to the news outlet La Republica, the man took the substance ahead of a planned sexual encounter with a 30-year-old woman.
I'm glad it was with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
An image which has surfaced on social media, and this is also has to be horrific. So social media started spreading this image, shows the man laying on a hospital bed surrounded by medical staff.
Hmm. That just couldn't believe what they were seeing.
There's no more information, like they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Bill, look at this. 3 days.
Their phones are out.
Right. What a dumbass.
Oh, wow.
The man underwent emergency surgery, although his condition remains unclear. Apparently, he traveled to Veracruz to get this bull enhancement so that he could take it. It doesn't say if he ever met up with the woman, but I assume it would because she would probably be in the hospital as well.
Right.
Had that happened.
I've never felt my boner go away so quickly.
Oh
he wishes.
3 days.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
A North Carolina sheriff's officer says a firearms instructor has been injured by accidentally shooting himself on the job.
Okay.
I feel like this happens a lot.
That's his job.
Yeah.
Deputies say they responded to a shooting range on a call that the instructor had shot himself while reholstering his gun.
Oh, no.
Sure.
Investigators say the instructor was taken to the hospital with injuries that weren't considered life-threatening. His name has not been disclosed. But I want to ask you guys, do you ever go back to work? No, right?
I mean, listen, we do this show and still come back every day.
So. Yeah, but our part is not teaching people to not do that and be injured.
But we shoot ourselves in the leg, basically.
All the time.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. But a different job, I'm saying.
While holstering.
If you go back, yeah, that if is you go do. Back to that job, that's a difficult.
It would be hard.
I'm sorry for the limp, but you know something happened, and everyone there knows no one wants to use him as an instructor.
He's on crutches and telling you he's in charge of your safety.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And finally, I'm going to ask you guys how this story ends. Okay. Mm-hmm. Three women were caught on camera allegedly stealing a baby stroller from a New Jersey store. Two of the women, they go into the store and they distract an employee from the store, mm-hmm. while the third woman went to the front to grab a stroller.
Okay.
Okay.
All three women left the store with the stolen stroller, but had to return to the scene of the crime where they got arrested. Why did they have to return to the scene of the crime?
Because one of them left their purse.
Okay. Jensen?
There was a baby in the stroller.
Oh, no.
One of them left behind her own child.
Yeah.
Oh, close. Left a child close. Back in the store?
Yes.
I was close.
Her own child.
Oh, man.
She was stealing a stroller. Can you put the child in the stroller? What's happening here?
Oh no. I thought, maybe I thought she,
she took someone's actual stroller.
No.
Actual child
worse
it.
Than
it's
that.
Worse.
She left her own kid there.
Yeah, it's dumber.
And that's people are dumb.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Carol Q.
And about 10 minutes till the top of the hour, every hour, Ali takes a look at what's happening.
I mean, everything's coming up. Taika Waititi, you guys. He's doing amazing stuff. Jojo Rabbit.
Yep.
He did the episode of The Mandalorian that most people are saying is the best episode of The Mandalorian. So it should come as no shock. According to Deadline, Disney is looking into keeping the three-time Oscar-nominated filmmaker Taika Waititi and helmer, of course, the Thor Ragnarok series. Who knows?
The movie was the best one. Great. It was very good.
The best one, yeah.
They want to keep him in the family. Sure. Deadline has confirmed that the two-time Oscar nominee of Disney's sister Searchlights, Jojo Rabbit, has been approached about a Star Wars movie. However, not clear if it's feature for Disney Plus or the big screen. They're saying early talks isn't even the word for it. It's so early on. But how would you not want him to do anything in the Star Wars family? He's so great. Plus, he's also the voice of the bounty hunter for Disney Plus's streaming series. He's just doing it all.
He's doing a lot.
He's doing it all, you guys.
Is the new Star Wars feature at Disneyland, is that open today?
Today, I believe. Yeah.
Exciting.
Rise of the Resistance, right?
I think so, yeah.
I see that kind of stuff kind of bums me out a little bit. Not because I don't want him to do it. That would be great. But I feel like when certain people, like even like a Rian Johnson or whoever, like when they get engulfed in the Star Wars universe or Marvel universe, they don't make any original movies, and that's kind of what we love from them originally.
It's bigger than they are.
Yeah, and so like then they kind of get...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Taken in by a larger property? I don't.
Every once in a while, you'll see a writer and a director and an actor, and if they do it right, like Fleabag, for example, is a pretty good example of like one person's voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't love it when
that
one voice goes on to do
Agreed.
A ton of things that aren't their voice.
Can I say this as a Taika Waititi hipster?
Sure.
A Waititi head?
If you will. I was in Eagle versus Shark, right? Mm-hmm. That movie came out 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, obviously, he's done Boy. He's done What We Do in the Shadows. I was going to say What We See in the Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
The Wilder People.
Oh, yeah, you're a true Waititi head. I could tell.
Thor Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen that. I've been much too busy.
Let me tell you this. It's less a superhero movie than
a comedy. Yeah.
And I think I'd really love it.
Yeah.
But as a early adopter with Eagle versus Shark, which I still say... Well, that or Boy are his two best. Mm-hmm. Until I saw Jojo Rabbit, which then I was like,
what's happening? Right?
Yeah, I don't know. She's having
what
the
I'm
whole...
saying is,
do you need us?
He will always find his way back. I feel that about him. I feel it in my bones.
That's the hope in my
Waititis. That's what?
That's the hope.
He no matter how big he gets, he's always going to go back and do a movie that you're just like, oh, he did this for me.
Good.
That's for me.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm glad that I could put your
good
mind
you,
at ease.
Yeah, yeah good
with
that you worked that out.
Info that honestly
anyone could have
given you. It was a journey.
It took 12 minutes, but we got there.
I took you on a definite ride.
No expertise involved, just reading the names of the movies. Yeah.
But I did see Eagle
and messing up
Shark
the names
before.
Of the movies.
Right.
I always do that, though, with Hunt of the. I do it every time.
As somebody who does it with every movie, I understand. All
but
good.
Even when we had. imprisoned, in here to talk about that movie, I would go Wilder People. Mm-hmm. Because I think of Van Wilder, I think is what it is. Let's break this down.
I think you've been working with me too long.
Do you think that's
it? I think so. Starts to seep into your head.
Nobody wants that.
No one wants that.
No one wants that, you guys. Hey, we talked about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Monday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday? Wednesday.
It just doesn't matter.
I honestly, you guys.
Allie has been, let's break this down. Allie, I'm not, this is a true statement, not radio talk, whatever.
Yeah.
I am not sure that Allie McKay has had more than 10 hours sleep in 3 days.
Yeah. It's been.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Because
it's been bad.
She has never acted this way. When we're in between segments, she's like, bada, 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 and she's sort of like freaking out and yelling around and screaming.
I was over there looking for cocaine anywhere. It's not there.
It's not there.
Because it's all.
Yeah.
It's all up her
nose. I was going to say, because I don't do that. It's just Diet Mountain Dew.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'd be a lot thinner.
6 a.m. Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh, don't think I didn't have one when I got up and took a shower.
Oh, no.
Like how most
people... In the shower, like with a beer?
Like most addicts do with a beer.
It's like leaving Las Vegas, but with like tons of diet Mountain Dews.
I don't know what's been up the last 3 days.
Yeah, she's killing it.
I've been so tired.
I think Jensen just explained it. You're not sleeping.
Yeah. Oh.
That makes sense.
Just now you said that?
I did.
Wow.
Oh, no.
It's a good thing we don't go on until 7.
Yep.
We just keep pushing it back. I'm going to get some sleep this weekend.
Okay, good.
You guys.
Promise?
Definitely.
Great.
Okay. Definitely.
That makes me
happy. Yeah.
Why are you winking? Okay. All right. Please get some sleep.
Mariah Carey is among the artists that will be... Come on.
Oh, no.
Come on.
By the way, at the end of last week, Jensen didn't have any sleep, and everything went south with him.
That's
right. You're right.
I was coming up with very
comedy
dark things.
Comedy got ugly. Yeah.
She's going to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame this summer. Mm-hmm. Others who made the 2020 class include Steve Miller, the Neptunes, of course, Pharrell Williams, and Chad Hugo, the Isley Brothers, and the Eurythmics,
very good. Yeah, very good class.
I mean, Songwriters Hall of Fame. That's huge. That is huge. You know what song I heard on the way in?
What? It's such a wide category.
It has to do with Mariah. We have to pick up Mariah Carey. I heard the ODB remix of Fantasy. I'm telling you, I think it's one of my favorite remixes of all time.
It's a great song.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Great song.
When he comes in, he's like, me and Mariah. And that voice, and he's all gravelly, and you like are blinded by the gold teeth. I love him. I just love it. You guys, should I head home.
I mean.
No, you're good.
Honestly, I don't want you to drive. So no, stay with us.
You can Uber, maybe.
I'm just really tired.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really tired.
It's okay. It's all right. We're friends.
Yeah,
we're among friends.
Okay. Bloodshot eyes, just saying different news things out loud.
I don't think she's even been in bed for 3 days. She's just staying up and going places.
Just walking around.
Uh-huh.
No, I have tried. I have laid in bed and literally thought, this is my moment. This is when you do it. And sometimes when you're really tired and you lay in your bed and you're like, oh, and you feel your bed envelop you, that's the best feeling.
It is.
I have not felt enveloped.
Yeah, because you're too tired. Do you know the too tired feeling?
Yes, I'm so overtired that I'm no longer tired.
Maybe if you weren't drinking a Mountain Dew every 15 minutes.
That does play into it.
During your show.
Also, you're that Elizabeth Berkley sort of Jesse Spano sleeping pills energy. Like, that's the vibe and mood I'm getting from you. Like,
did you just... I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Yeah, that's the vibe you're giving off.
Well,
I'm so...
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we've got our act together
because
we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Especially on Coldplay Day.
Right?
Chris Martin could be
you're
listening.
Right. Oh,
Cold
Chris.
Day, by the way, is what we're calling it.
Mm-hmm. Cold Day?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could be listening.
Were you going to explain Cold Day?
Oh, no.
Oh, guys, no. Let's get out of this.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday, Jim Carrey, Steve Harvey, James Earl Jones, Betty White! Zoe Deschanel, Dwayne Wade, Michelle Obama, Calvin Harris, Lil Jon. Yeah!
Good one.
Yeah.
It's better.
And Ray J.
You got the mustard. I'm going to help you catch up.
See?
Mm-hmm.
He gets me. It's devastating.
That is a great song right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen on the world-famous K-Rock. Let's talk about a song that's not so great. Piña Colada song.
Yeah, so you everyone know. Do you like piña colada?
Everyone sings that part. Sings
and getting caught in the rain. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really listened to the words
of
that
song. It's the dumbest song that's ever existed.
So this came up because there is an ad we play that just plays it for a second, right?
Yeah, just for a second. And but that then gets stuck in your head.
And you jumped up.
Yeah. Yeah,
people don't know. He's corner boy. Mm-hmm. He sits in the corner of the studio in between breaks.
With a dunce cap.
No. Working on
no,
stuff.
No, he's wearing a dunce cap.
Right.
And you jumped up irate about the song. And you're like, this is the dumbest song. And Destiny and I were like, yeah, he likes pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
That's it.
And he's like, you don't know the rest.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I've never listened to the words.
Who would care, really,
Look,
truly?
I'm not a lyric person. Uh-huh. I would fail every single one of our games to try and win tickets to a show
right.
if we play or have it to do with lyrics. I don't know lyrics.
Okay.
I can listen to a song 1,000 times and get about 50% of the words wrong.
All right.
But this song, I don't know why it caught my attention, but people keep singing, if you like pina coladas, and that's all they know.
Yeah.
But the first line is amazing. And that's what got my that's what got me interested.
This is a bop, man.
Yeah.
I was tired of my lady.
I was tired of my lady.
Oh.
Yeah, that is a little deeper than I thought. Okay.
Wow.
We've been together too long.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, I love that song.
I guess I've been too involved in my margarita while listening to this. Okay.
Not a pina colada?
But no.
But at least.
No.
But at least.
I went against the song.
But at least he leaves talking about her behind now and he moves on.
Like a worn out recording of a favorite song.
Your wife is a worn out recording.
He doesn't say wife, but he says lady, and they've been together too long.
Yes.
So this, I would assume.
These are the real lyrics.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm just playing the song.
I have literally never listened to this song.
This is why I wanted to bring it to you, because it's absurd.
Okay.
So while she lay there sleeping.
Oh.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
I read the paper in bed.
Okay.
So she's sleeping. He reads the paper. You know where he goes? Personal section.
Oh.
No.
And in the personal columns.
Oh.
This letter I read.
So this is a letter
right.
that he read on the personal ads.
Do you like pina coladas
so
and
while,
getting lost in the rain?
While she's sleeping next to him.
He's searching for an affair.
Yes.
Oh my god!
This is straight up Ashley Madison.
And
this is what's happening.
And people are like celebrating while listening to the song,
right.
like dancing around carelessly.
Because
no idea.
Because this part's so catchy.
Right.
This is what she wrote in the personal ad.
If you like pina coladas,
this part everyone knows.
Get caught in the rain.
And I'm out.
What?
I'm out. That's all I know.
That was the best part. Yeah.
If you have half a brain.
If you have half a brain, is that...
If you're not into yoga, if you have, like, yeah. She's saying...
This is the ad.
These are the qualities that I want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in yoga, if you don't have half a brain.
I've never listened past rain.
Okay. Yeah.
If you like making love at midnight.
You like making love at midnight?
While your wife is asleep.
Right.
In the dunes of a cave, I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.
Ooh, wow.
I'm the love that you looked for.
Write to me and escape.
Yes.
That old hag laying next to you
that's
like an old record.
So what is he doing?
Buy some rope and some duct tape. And throw your wife in the trunk.
So he takes the paper. I assume he takes the paper. He realizes that's a bad idea and crumples it up and throws it in the trash.
Okay.
I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But me and my old lady.
Now he's going back on how much he doesn't like her.
Old lady.
Right.
Now me and my old lady.
Falling into the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper.
Oh,
so
oh,
now
no.
she's sleeping. Active. He's responding to her.
No.
Now he's making the move.
This is what's happening.
Okay.
In bed.
Took out a personal ad.
Oh, my God.
By the way, used to, back in newspapers, look it up. Mm-hmm. You used to have to pay for personal ads.
Yeah, I mean,
think.
It was sort of the first dating app.
Yeah.
And though I'm nobody's poet,
okay.
I thought it wasn't half bad.
So now he tells us what he wrote.
Yes, I like.
Corresponding.
Yep. Oh, those are just generic things. Oh, wait, they match. They match yours.
She knows it's about her.
I'm not marching to health food. I am into champagne.
She's like, yeah, I'm an upper class person.
You can, I'm classy.
Right?
I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon.
Okay.
Tomorrow that lyric, at noon?
That lyric is, I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon.
Oh, my God. He's
not even tomorrow night.
I mean,
he's thirsty as hell.
Right?
Tomorrow
noon. Tone it down, dude.
Right? Oh. Cut through all this red tape.
Oh. At a bar called
O'Malley's. Where we'll plan our escape. So he says at a bar. So now he's saying, let's meet at a bar at noon tomorrow and we'll plan our escape.
I mean, bold. If a dude's like, let's meet at a bar at noon. Well, I'm in.
By the way, his wife's asleep, so it's late. It's like 1 a.m. and he's like, see you at noon. Like,
oh. All right. So now
I hate this so much.
That's what I'm saying. No one knows what it means.
Right.
So now he cuts to the next day.
Okay.
And he's going to go meet her at this bar.
At O'Malley. So I waited with high hopes.
She walked in the place. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you think the next line is?
Sorry, I thought of another thing. This newspaper works very fast. He called it like midnight or one, and it was in the paper by the morning. And then
she read it by noon. Yeah.
Okay. She walked into the place.
Okay, all right.
I knew
her smile
in an instant. I knew her smile. Okay. I knew the curve of her face. Okay, so I'm thinking like friend, co-worker.
Oh, right.
It's somebody he recognizes.
Kevin.
Don't say Kevin. I didn't do it.
Kevin.
You're the one that loves the song. I said it's stupid.
Was it Sleepy McDougal next to him? It was my
own lovely lady. Oh, no.
She said, oh,
it's you. Okay, that's the part that drives me crazy.
Right. She's like, it's you. Oh. She'd be like, you bastard.
Yes.
And he'd be like, you bitch.
Yes. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
It's actually his wife that was sleeping next to him while he responded.
She walks
into the bar and goes,
it's you.
I didn't know he was literally writing out a Maury Povich episode.
He is. That's why I can't understand why everybody loves it.
Wait, so what happens? Are they fine? Then we
laugh for a moment. That didn't happen. That doesn't happen. No one laughed. Nobody laughed.
No laugh.
It's the opposite of laughter.
We were both cheating on each other.
Isn't that funny?
And I said,
I never knew. Oh, now it gets romantic.
I never knew what? That she liked pina coladas?
They've been together for so long.
So long that they're sick of each other.
He doesn't know any of this stuff about her.
Right. And getting caught in the rain. And the feel of the ocean. And the taste of champagne. Oh, come on.
Oh, he's working all that beautiful. You're the lady I've looked for. Come with me and escape. It's rediscovered love, you guys.
How great if there was a remix and it was just like, no, I'm just here for a drink. What are you even talking about?
Wait, what personal ad?
What?
What do you mean?
I'm meeting Jenna from work. We're just getting a burger.
Does she like pina coladas in the rain?
What's happening?
No!
I want a divorce!
Well, it was 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the morning at 7:23.
Come on!
The conversation that I was having with Power 106 board up,
yes.
Destiny, is... You can push these buttons because the fewer buttons I have to push, uh-huh. the fewer mistakes uh-huh. I can make.
Right.
And she just points at the mic and goes, song's over.
So calm. She is so calm.
She's very calm.
So song's over. And Kevin's response, yeah, I know.
Clearly did not know.
I mean.
Have you ever seen The Wire? You ever watched The Wire?
Every episode.
Oh, right. There
yeah,
you
love
go.
It.
Perfect.
We were talking about things that you can't do in life that seem to be super easy for everybody else. And I discovered mm-hmm. this when I went out to sushi with my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I always get a fork. Mm-hmm. Because I've tried the chopsticks.
Yeah.
It seems like they should be incredibly simple.
Yeah.
You look at it and you say, a baby could do this. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the restaurant's doing it. Mm-hmm. No one's having an issue. And I literally can't use chopsticks.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
You almost stab at your food. I mean, it's not that you don't know chopstick. It's that you don't know how to use your hands.
I don't. Well, a lot of people pointed out that sushi and food like that is you can use your fingers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like,
I use my
fingers at every other restaurant, but not this one.
Mm-hmm. However, there is a post at Kevin Mornings on Instagram where you picked probably the hardest food to use chopsticks with, and it's rice.
Which
so
is
I'm
very
giving you a
yeah.
bit of a pass on that.
But it's pretty stuck together, right?
You try yeah, to do it. You first stab at the rice, then mm-hmm. you try and shovel the rice, and then you grip the chopsticks like you are about to like swing for the fences. It's like I didn't believe you until I watched that video.
I was like, this is from I'm going to say 30 years ago.
It wasn't. It was a couple years ago. But I'm going to say 30.
Okay. Right. Okay.
But no, what I do is I try, and then I give up. And now I'm stabbing in the hopes that no one notices. I'm still using the chopsticks.
Sure.
But no one's noticing.
No one's noticing. You're just messing it
right
up.
Christine said it was 2018.
Oh, well, whatever, Christine.
Literally 2 years ago. Yeah.
It was literally 2 years ago.
Okay. Not even fully.
Not two even.
Yeah. It's just 2 years by number.
Not an hour and a half.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you feel it's disrespectful to ask for the child's toddler chopsticks mm-hmm. with the tape and the paper up top?
I didn't know that they had those.
Well, I'd like you to try it next time.
Because a lot of people tweeted me that, and I didn't know that they have those in the restaurant.
They do.
I need to buy it on Amazon and bring in my own training wheels.
They'll have it.
They have it for children, but mm-hmm. they definitely bring it out for you.
I've never, ever had a problem ordering off the kids' menu.
All right, perfect.
Ever.
All right, well, then use it next time and see how it goes.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have
it. But again, like, even my mind still says, well, how come I'm the only one that can't do that?
My fear is
embarrassing my kids.
Yes.
I don't care about embarrassing myself. Clearly, listen to this show.
I will give you a little bit of benefit of doubt. I don't think chopsticks are super easy. I
think it's hard.
I think it's hard. I think most people get it very quickly, but it is not an easy process, especially.
It's not like whistling.
Right. Because, I mean, whistling seems like something you're born with.
Yeah.
Who would not be able to whistle?
Well, Kevin can't really.
What?
I mean, truly,
that was a pina colada song.
That has been better. Than you've done in years.
That's very low standards because that's bad.
So we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. Tiny things.
Yeah, minuscule.
Everybody else seems to be able to master them without even much effort.
Routine. Mm-hmm.
I've tried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably, I'm going to try and give an accurate answer without an exaggeration, probably 7 or 8 times.
Right.
At and just give a it restaurant. Up. And just can't make them work.
Bring the fork.
It just isn't that hard. It can't be that hard. Everyone else has a simple time with it.
Mine. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, is that I am unable to dive into a swimming pool.
That's worse than mine. I got to be honest.
I don't know if it is, because you guys keep saying it's just falling. Falling is what I can do, which is belly flopping. Mm-hmm. I can't get the inertia of my body to really push my head and hands down, straight down. I can't turn from the belly flop into a dive. That's where I have trouble. I could obviously do the cannonball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, don't talk like that's a ridiculous like thing that you might not be able to do.
I can cannonball. I cannot get...
You just have to... Again...
I can't point the hands down and head.
You can't point the hands down?
No.
What are you talking about?
I can't get the movement of a dive to be a perfect... You know how like a splash is less because...
But you don't need that. You just need to dive. You're not in a competition in the Olympics.
I'm not in the Olympics.
You don't have a panel of judges.
I don't know why I can't stop the force of my body from doing the belly flop. I don't know. By the way, my mom paid for lessons when I was a kid, the whole thing. And I guess by the time the lessons ended, I was okay. But then immediately I couldn't do it again.
I'm going to take a vote. Let's raise of hands. That's worse than mine.
Yes.
Really?
Everyone can dive.
I don't think everyone can dive.
You might not be able to swim, but you could dive.
Right.
Because it just involves, you do have to push off 5% with your feet.
Uh-huh. Tops.
That's it.
Tops.
Right.
And then put your hands together over your head. That's it.
But you do have to turn to get...
A bit. I'm not enough to even mention, though. I don't know why I'm being so condescending. I can't do chopsticks.
Or whistle.
Yeah.
Allie, are you just good at everything?
Pretty much.
Okay.
No, here's the one thing I can't do.
Right.
And God forbid I ever have an eye infection. I cannot use eye drops.
Really?
I've tried everything. People that say, oh, just lean to the side, do whatever... I just don't have that in me. My eye immediately closes. I've had people hold my eye open when doing drops, and I will bite them. I will do anything.
If you asked me to do that, I would think you were kidding. Mm-hmm. Hold my eye open. Honestly, I would think you were kidding.
I cannot.
Did you ever try hit it like on the inside of your nose and then just let it run into your eye? It's sort of a shortcut. It's Kevin's life hacks.
Bacteria can get. No, that's just bad.
But you're not putting any in.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No. So if I have pink eye, guess what? I'm going down with it. I'm dying.
Dying with it.
We're all dying.
Yeah.
That's why I've never done contacts either. I don't think.
Oh, God. I can't even imagine doing contacts. I mean, even just putting on eyelashes, I'm like, well, I hope I have an hour.
Right.
It's insane.
All right. Let's take one phone call, and then we'll take the rest of 1-800-520-1067. Nancy is calling from Ontario. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Nancy. Hi.
So what do you have a problem with?
I cannot blow my nose.
Yes.
For the life of me. Yes.
Let me just butt in. Let me just butt in and say Jensen also was, I don't think was ever taught to blow his nose, but can't
can't blow his nose.
I was never taught to blow my nose by my mom. She said it was bad for me.
Oh, so that's a fear.
Yeah. Nancy?
I'm not scared of it. It's just I don't know how to. I've tried.
Yeah.
Like, I will put the tissue up my nose, and I'll try
you
to blow.
You don't put a tissue up your nose.
Yeah, I think that's the first
part of the issue.
Yeah, I don't know how to. It's so weird. Like, I will try to blow my nose, and it's just nothing comes out.
I agree.
Or I don't know.
All right,
Nancy, like a booger slide out my nose.
Is your mother's name Haroldine?
Yeah, I mean, do we share a mom?
No, it's not.
Right, okay.
Because it is true.
I'm the only one out of my siblings, so it's so weird.
Here's what I feel like. We've never done this before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we have a long weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to suggest that I try to do my chopsticks,
okay.
Video it.
Okay.
Yes. Jensen tries to dive. Maybe you can find a heated pool someplace.
Okay.
And then Nancy tries to blow her nose.
Can you do that for us?
And we come back on Tuesday and we have a report of how we were all able to cancel our fears.
All right, well.
I was going to say cancel your weekend because you were going to be doing this
all
weekend.
Yeah, end up in the hospital because I hit my head against my swimming pool. Yeah.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. You can call. We'll take your calls next on the World Famous. We are taking your calls right now on things that are super easy for other people, but for some reason, you can't do it.
Very difficult.
And there are a lot of people who have these issues.
Mm-hmm.
One is Jasmine from Santa Monica. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. Thank you. What can't you do that everybody else seems to be able to do easily?
I can't roll my R's. Can't roll my tongue or anything.
Just like Chip.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Dead now, but...
Okay, just try and say the word perro.
Perro?
Oh, but try it.
My daughter's in the car with me, and she can roll her R's and make cricket sounds and all that stuff.
We don't need the person who kills it. We need the person who's terrible at it.
Go ahead and try it.
I feel like you didn't try.
No, but try it.
I did. That's about all I can
Okay.
Say. Oh, Jasmine, you aren't kidding.
Yeah, I mean, at least you live in a city where you don't need to roll your R's, right? I mean, here in Los Angeles.
Thank you for calling. We
Los
appreciate
Feliz.
It. Neil, Dee, Karen, Brian, everybody, hold on. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. We're taking calls about things that you can't do that everyone else seems to be able to do without even trying.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We got some text messages. One from the 562. I can't snap my fingers. I have kids that mock me because I can't do it while they snap away.
Hold on for 1 second. Angelina in Studio City?
Yes, that's me.
You can't snap your fingers either?
No, I can't. And I'm already 40-some, and yeah, I can't still.
How does that happen? It just sounds like you're just pushing your fingers together. There's no sound that comes out?
Right.
Are you driving?
Quiet. Yes, I'm driving.
Okay, so try to snap.
She said yes or no.
Yeah, because put your hand up by where the speaker is for your phone and try to snap.
What, did she hear a crash?
I didn't love what I just heard. Everything about it terrified me.
Yeah, it's really frustrating.
All right.
I mean, I doubt she has soft
hands. You know
hands.
What I would love? Mm-hmm. If all these people, from Nancy from the last segment, Angelina now... Take a video of yourself, tag at Kevin Mornings, then we're going to watch them, and then we need to get together maybe on Tuesday and see if we can actually get better
at this.
See
if you got better.
Some of us made progress.
Will you do that when you get to your destination? Tag at Kevin Mornings, and anybody that's listening, something that you can't do, let us just see it. We're all friends here. We're here for you.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
Thank you, Angelina. I'm hoping we get that kind of response from another text we got from the same area code, 562. My boyfriend can't swallow medicine pills, so he chews all pills, including antibiotics.
Oh, those
what?
Can't taste
Tastes
good.
Terrible.
Oh.
Wow.
Can't swallow
Some
pills.
Some of them aren't really
Some are huge. It's like horse pills. But
I don't want to brag, but I can swallow any pill without any liquid. Anytime.
Hello. I mean.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Congrats. Very cool. The Hall of Fame is understood now, yeah.
Thank you. Let's see. Let's go to Dee Dee, who is calling us from Santa Clarita. Good morning, Dee Dee.
Hey.
Hi. You can't what?
I can't burp.
You can't burp.
Isn't that sort of...
I thought your body has to burp.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Is it sort of automatic?
It's like some people can burp really, really loudly, and I just... Whenever I burp, it's like air.
Oh, she doesn't have like the noise.
Oh, you can't make the noise.
But her body is forcing her to burp, but she doesn't do the impressive part, the cool sound.
Yeah.
What if Dee Dee was like, "No, I'm so gassy. I literally can't burp at all.
I need to so badly.
I need help. If there's a doctor listening,
Dee Dee, will you take a video of yourself trying it? And tag us.
Tag us. Can I ask you? I mean, I don't mean to get too much information here, Dee Dee, but can you fart?
Yes.
Okay. Thank God.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Thank you for that.
she wouldn't be able to call right now.
That's actually just Jensen's kink that he asked you. So we apologize. Do it off the air, dude.
Yeah, I've tried.
Thank you, Dee Dee. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Karen in Santa Monica. Good morning, Karen.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
What can't you do that everybody else seems to be able to?
I cannot wink for the life of me.
Okay, honestly, Karen, I would usually call BS on this until I watch Jensen try and wink, and he looks like Popeye. Like, half of his mouth goes up. Yeah. Like, are you that, like, does your face contort in a weird way when you try?
It takes his whole face to wink. Is that you?
It just, like, it's been a running joke in my family since I was little. Now with my boyfriend, like, they asked me to wink, and it just looks like both my eyes closed. But I'm trying my hardest to wink one eye.
We need video. We need video. Kevin Morris.
I've been really, I'm trying to learn. Yes, Karen? For some reason, my mouth is also winking.
Yeah, Jensen's entire side of his face is included. Destiny, the board up from Power 106.
Yeah, it looks like I'm having a seizure.
She can do one eye, but not the other eye.
Right. Really? Which eye can you do?
I can do the eye, the left. But I can't do the
She also,
also closing the other eye when you're doing the eye you can do.
She can't do it. Also, her lip does the Elvis thing.
What is going on?
Yeah, winking's not easy.
Destiny, can you take a video of yourself and tag us?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Karen, for the call. That one seems to be a little harder in that seems like more people have that issue.
Yeah. Two in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diana in Baldwin Park, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey. Hi.
What is it that you can't do that seems to be super easy for everybody else?
Okay, I can't swim underwater without holding my nose.
Oh, I remember that being a thing. Do you remember? Like,
it's not
kids
a
used,
thing.
No, kids used to do it all the time. Like,
have you tried?
Like when they dunk, yes, but not
I have
actual
tried.
Swim.
When I was, when I was younger, like probably 8, my aunt taught me how to swim underwater, so I remember swimming without holding my nose, but I don't know what happened, but now I can't, and I've tried. Like, I've literally stood at the edge of the pool and put my face in, and held it for like 5 seconds, but then I feel like I can't breathe, and I'm gasping for air.
Are you trying to breathe out of your nose?
Yeah, I think we figured out the problem.
I think we nailed it.
I mean, in the shower, I can hold my nose, but sometimes even when I wash my face, I'm like, so I can't. I just can't. I really wish I could.
I mean, you do know no one's ever died washing their face.
No, we don't know that.
I don't think anyone's ever drowned while doing
Google search.
It. That's true. I shouldn't say that on the radio.
All right, Diana's I haven't washed my face since I was 8 years old.
Unless I dunked my head in a pool.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen at 7:52.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite What's Happenings of the Week.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. It's because we don't talk about stuff that doesn't matter. We talk about stuff that does matter, our opinions.
Mm-hmm.
This is when we talk about That's My Jam. It is our playlist that we put on all of our social medias. You can find a link at Kevin Mornings. Every member of Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen puts a song on every week. It could be something that they're just hearing for the first time. Could be something that came across your playlist and you were like, oh, remember that song? That's My Jam. Hence the name. That's My Jam.
Oh, that's where it comes from?
Yeah. But if you, I know. You can just follow along, click follow, and you're going to have brand new music from the whole show every single week. It's excellent. Kevin, what is your pick?
Mine is a band called The Hunger, which was started like in the 90s, which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Changed people throughout the time, putting out music occasionally. I've heard a song or two before, but I didn't really recognize them as a band until I heard this song, which I think was put out last year. It's called Naked.
The fog, the haze, the dark, the light, the cold, the heat, the pain, the fight, ticking clocks that just won't stop.
Muggs is air basing that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If that's a thing. Is that a thing?
If we had a dollar for every time Muggs wound up naked on the floor, I think we'd have a dollar.
Yeah. I mean, it did relate to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hunger with Naked.
Yes.
I dig it. You guys know that Depeche Mode is one of my all-time favorite bands. Maybe even top three.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going into the Hall of Fame. As well they should be. But here's the thing. There's no new music right now with Depeche Mode, which is upsetting.
Sure.
It's been a few years. But they're always doing collaborations. Dave Gahan is no stranger to collaborative work. He has teamed up with a group called Humanist, which is a project by Rob Marshall. And he is doing the vocals for a moody new song called Shock Collar. I mean, just
how's
having,
his voice still perfect?
Having his voice on any song, I'm probably going to love. But this one in particular, again, it's Humanist with Shock Collar, and it's featuring Depeche Mode frontman Dave Gahan. Oh, man. I love him so very much. Next up is Jensen.
A lot of attention was focused on the new Mac Miller album that came out, obviously, post-death. And everyone, I'm very excited to listen to Circles. But the big surprise last night at midnight was a new album from Eminem called Music to be Murdered By. Now,
complete surprise, right? No one
knew. No one
heard
knew it was coming. Right. Okay. So if you know my history on this show, back when it was the Kevin and Bean
show.
Let
me start with me.
Yeah.
Love, love, loved Eminem.
Yes.
Then Eminem went through his sort of middle period. Where
yes.
And then Jensen, I think that's where you jump in. And he was like, oh, I don't like him nearly as much as he used to.
Right. I used to be called in so that I can explain to Kevin why he was falling off and why he, you know, and it seems like a lot of the world, though he still sells albums, a lot of the world goes, you know, he had a prime. He's not as good as he used to be.
Right.
And the last, I'd say, 5 to 6 releases have been pretty boring overall. And people think that I'm just a hater.
Right.
Being a white rapper, we're supposed to hate each other.
Sure.
It's not that. I loved Eminem at one time and was excited to hear him go back to his prime. This album, Music to be Murdered By, I'm about halfway done. Came out at midnight, had to listen to it and then go to sleep because I have a 4 a.m. job. But I love what I hear. It is very good. It feels like vintage Eminem. It feels like he has a message. He's not just like making fun of Carson Daly in 2020 still.
Right.
He
like doesn't Slim Shady Eminem?
Maybe a little more thoughtful. Maybe not so much like...
not goofy.
Yeah.
Not that goofy.
He's not doing goofy. He's just rapping really well.
Wow.
And finally, his references are up to date. The beats are much better. Dre has some credits on here.
Oh, wow.
The album's really good. It has features from a lot of... from Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest.
Okay.
Royce the 5'9", Ed Sheeran, Black Thought from The Roots.
Wow.
All very good. But this song is by the now deceased, very sad, Juice WRLD shows up on it. This song is called Godzilla. Louis V. Carpet. Fire, Godzilla, fire. I'm just a product of the cricket onyx. Told him make the world had him just appalled. Did so many things that pissed him off. It's impossible to list them all. And in the midst of all this, I'm in a mental hospital with a crystal ball. Trying to see what I still be like this tomorrow. Whisper dog voices, whisper my fists. Against the wall, pencil drawn. This is just a song to go ballistic on. You just pulled a pistol on the guy with a missile launcher. I'm just a Loch Ness, the mythological. Quick to tell a you off like a fifth of vodka. When you twist the top of the bottle, I'm a monster. You get love that so much.
It's good. He's and also Eminem is well known for picking terrible beats, and these already just halfway done, much better.
I've
than
I've heard four songs,
picks.
Same thing. I love, love, love it.
Very it's fun,
a sick beat,
I'm happy
man.
You love it.
Thank you,
Mike.
Thank you,
Mike. Love
it. Sounded very credible. Thank
which
you.
Brings us to
that's
a guy
a sick
that,
beat, man.
That knows beats.
I do.
His name is Muggs. Muggs, what's your pick?
My band is. I'm gonna go ahead and thank Finger on the Button Girl Casey because as I was trying to find that's my jam for this week. She's like, ooh, the band Volbeat has a new music video out. And I said, ooh, what is it? She's like, it's off their
new... Was she doing the robot? Like,
yeah,
you're doing,
for some
doing
reason,
a very weird movement
here. No one can
here.
See me. You don't have to bring attention to that.
Sorry.
It's off, it's off their 2019 seventh album called Rewind, Replay, and Rebound. And this is an awesome band from Denmark. They're called Volbeat. They're metal, hard rock, psychobilly, influenced by Elvis, Johnny Cash. This song is called Die to Live.
Thank you.
pick, Casey.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Nice job, Casey.
Very good, Casey.
Way to go, Casey.
So what does Casey pick? Excellent. What does Casey pick now that you stole her pick?
That was a
steal
great
her
pick, Casey.
She just helped me out a little bit.
Way to go, Casey.
I know about Volbeat.
Why is that man talking over Casey?
I don't know.
I am happy a man said it, though, because who would take her serious, right?
I mean, women, am I right? Guys, follow along. At Kevin Mornings has put up the wonderful That's My Jam playlist, a link right there for you.
It includes all of our previous
ones,
too.
All of our picks. You're going to dig it. New songs in your ear hole every single week. It's wonderful. Tons of birthdays. We're out of time. Who cares? It's not yours. Or if it is, happy birthday. No one cares besides you.
Let's do a feature that we're going to start doing this year with Mr. Movie Man.
How'd that go?
What did I just say?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Have you heard the show?
Kevin.
We're going to start checking in with Mr. Movie Man.
Okay.
Yes.
About all of the movies that are coming out this weekend.
Fantastic.
Great.
Not a lot of them this weekend, but we're going to check in with Russ anyway. Good morning, Russ.
This all just feels like a big mistake, doesn't it?
Oh, Russ.
Come on, man.
What's up, lesbians?
He's back, baby.
He's back. Russ,
how are you guys? Long time no chat.
It has been a while. It has.
Everything okay?
Yeah, we're good. How have you been?
You know, I've been okay.
Yeah?
I've been all right.
You want to work through it?
You want to talk it out?
Yeah.
I do. I'm going to explain a little bit to you as we go along.
Okay.
Okay.
Just a little life stuff
okay.
as we move along.
All right.
But let's do talk about this week's new movies.
Okay.
Because it's been all about the Oscars and the nominations and all that stuff, but there actually are new movies in theaters. Bad Boys, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back.
Yeah.
How about that? That could be fun.
I'm into it. I love the Bad Boys
movies.
I
do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'll be funny.
But first, the doctor is in. Robert Downey Jr. is talking to the animals in Doolittle. How's that sound?
Not as much as Bad Boys.
I love
not as much as Bad Boys.
I love Robert Downey Jr., but...
Me too. I do love it.
Yeah.
And this is his first big movie since the Avengers saga. He takes the role of Dr. John Doolittle, who embarks on an epic adventure with his little animal friends to save a queen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play a little clip of Dr. Doolittle. Here we go.
You can talk to animals.
Yes.
There you go.
That's it.
That's it?
That's the whole clip?
That's a little clip. Wait. He said a little clip.
Wait, what?
He could talk to animals?
That's the clip.
Okay.
It's the best one we could find.
It's the best clip we could find of that movie.
I mean, is that bad?
Or let's hear it again. Okay. Maybe you guys missed some of this.
Play the whole thing. Okay.
Okay. Here's the whole thing.
You can talk to animals.
Yes.
I mean, that does...
There's a lot in there.
That does get the point across.
There's a lot in there.
I do know what the movie's about now.
There's a lot in there.
Okay.
Well, here's the problem. Dr. Doolittle, more like Dr. Poolittle.
Wow.
He's back, baby! Are you happy about that?
Oh, we heard it.
I love it.
We're just trying to process. We're just trying to process it.
What's wrong with you?
I'm in. He's here.
Here's the problem with this movie. It's a turd,
uh-huh.
or at least the first 20 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is what's going to take the explaining. So,
okay.
As you guys know, for many, many, many years, I've been going to Hollywood and going to screenings. Mm-hmm. And as you guys know, if you've ever done that, it can take up half your life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. very easily. Especially
right?
the screenings.
It's an hour and a half to get, it's an hour to get to Hollywood. Then you watch a terrible movie for 3 hours. Then you drive home and you're depressed and all that. I've decided I'm just not going to do any of that anymore.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my local theater,
uh-huh.
and on the, you know, on Thursday nights, they have early screenings.
Yeah.
Almost always.
I'm going to go check out a movie or two, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If 20 minutes in, it smells like a turd,
you leave.
You're out.
I'm out.
I love it.
Oh, I don't hate it, Russ.
This is the perfect movie expert,
I love
Russ.
That.
He's right.
Yeah, you used to watch such terrible movies that had you just drain your soul out of your body.
I just sat there and took it for all those years.
Right.
Not anymore. I'm not taking money from anybody.
All
Nobody's
right.
paying me for right. anybody, any of this.
Right.
Just 20 minutes. Because I've never been in a movie. Have you guys ever been in a movie where the first 20 minutes, it's just smelling like a super stinker, but all of a sudden it gets great?
I don't think, pretty much never. I think you're right. It's very rare, at
pretty least. Much never. There might be an exception or two, but you're right.
I love a movie critic for our show who just says, if it's not good in 20 minutes, I'm going to leave.
I do, too.
Yeah, I feel that.
Well, and I used to go to these screenings, and there'd be publicists in the screenings, and they would watch me watch the movie.
Yes, right?
Like,
so ridiculous.
On the screen, And they're staring at the side of my head because I got this reputation for leaving early. Well, now I just don't give a crap. I'm just leaving.
By the way, if you give, with what it takes to go out and the money and the driving and the parking and going, if you give it 20 minutes and they can't hook you, that's deserved.
Yes.
You got to go.
Yes, yeah. They need to be able to hook you in 20 minutes.
All right, so not poo little, more like poo a lot.
Right.
Right? Poo a lot.
There you go.
For poo a lot.
Okay.
That's my new name.
All right.
Poo a lot. Okay.
God, I'm hoping for Bad Boys.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What you going to do when they come for you? Oh, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Bad Boys for life. Okay. So these, I think it's been 17 years since last Bad Boys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They team up. They got to team up one last time because that's how it always works. And they got to take down the leader of a drug cartel. Let's play a longer clip, if you have one.
Okay.
This raid is strictly non-lethal.
Non-lethal. Has anyone informed the bad guys?
ACLU rounds. Rubber. Trust me, you'll enjoy them.
Bad boys, bad boys.
Hey,
what she gonna do? What she gonna do when we come in?
No. No. Never. Y'all will never do that again.
I'm with him. That sounds funny.
You listen to that clip and you think, is that worth more than 20 minutes? Let me tell you this, way better than you think it's going to be.
Is that right?
Oh, yay.
I love it.
Such good news.
Way better than you think. It's funny. It's got some heart. It's packed with action. I actually think that it might be the best Bad Boys yet.
Whoa.
Is that right?
Even better than 2, which
this is
my
is
favorite
crazy.
Bad Boys.
Wow.
Here's the thing. If you look at the two guys, one has clearly fared a little better over the years than the other.
Correct.
Correct. Correct. But also one has continued to work.
Well, one of them is the biggest movie star in the world.
Right, sure.
And they play on that. It's funny. And it's just good to see these guys back together again. I didn't go in thinking I was going to like this at all because I saw the trailer. I saw the commercial.
The trailer had me. No. There's one joke that got me, and it's they're driving, and he's yelling out the window. He goes, "We're black and we're cops, so we'll pull ourselves over later." That got me. I was like, "I'm in."
So good.
Yeah, that's
good
joke. So I think this movie's going to do well this weekend. I think people want to see these guys together again. I hope it makes a bunch of money. Here's the problem. Pooh Little probably going to make more money. But that's just sad because people are going to take their little kids and they're more fart jokes per minute than every other.
Oh, hold up now. Hold up. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to sell
Kevin's
the movie.
Back in.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to go backwards. So I think if you're going to pay money to go see a movie weekend, you're going to go see Bad Boys. But let me also mention that Frozen 2, The Sing-Along, is in theaters in case you just can't let it go. Hello?
Oh, my God. Fire so hard.
All right. Before you hang up on me. Wait, hang on. Jojo Rabbit back in theaters.
Great movie.
Has anyone seen Jojo Rabbit?
It's my favorite movie of the year.
Jensen has. Ali has. I have not.
Look at us agreeing on something.
I've not, and I know I'll love it just based on my friends who tell me I love it.
You'll love it.
So I can't wait.
Jojo Rabbit, I think it's fantastic. Ali, look at you and me together just like young lovers. Well,
that took a turn. Sort of. Yeah. I mean, sort of. I mean, you hated Rocket Man, and that upsets me so much. But we can agree on Jojo Rabbit.
We got a lot of Oscar play, didn't Rocket Man?
Sure didn't, but that's okay.
Rocket Man was just terrible.
Rocket Man was wonderful, and the Golden Globe was well-deserved.
So Bad Boys for Life, yes.
And Jojo Rabbit,
if you haven't seen it.
Pooh Little, no.
Right. I love it.
Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds perfect.
This worked out pretty well.
The Movie Man! It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. It is 8:52 on a Friday. That means we're going to turn it over to you to pick a song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't be bad. It's called Keep It 100. Use the same line that you call, 1-800-520-1067. If you're a texter 100 and we have that song in our library, we will play it for you. Here are some of the songs that we picked.
But also, let's talk about how we can actually.
This year, we
veto
have a veto.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have one veto each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you use it, you're out.
It's a strategic move more than anything.
Correct.
Right.
So now you have to figure, do I use it now? Because it's still January. What if something comes up in March and I need it?
Mm-hmm. But if it's
then
something...
I buy a veto from you guys.
There's no.
Is that a thing?
Veto? Well, no. He's now making up his own rules.
Okay. Here are some of the songs that you picked.
Bike with no handlebars.
100.
So text us, 1-800-520-1067. Mm-hmm. Text her 100, you get your choice. As long as it's in our music library, we will play it. Allie, what's happening?
Does that kind of bum you out hearing those songs? Like, especially like the waitresses right into Blink-182, both Christmas songs.
I gotta
be
honest.
Do you guys miss Christmas a little bit?
I don't miss Christmas, but they didn't bug me at all.
Like you could play them all year, you're saying?
We should.
I'm not saying we could play them all year.
Let's play Christmas music all year. I'm not saying
that. That might push a veto.
I'm not saying that.
Do you guys have a song that for sure in your head, if it comes up, you will veto it? Like for sure. You're like, I know this is in the K-Rock
library. I'm going to tell you which
it is. No, don't say it. I'm just saying you have one.
Oh, okay. Because if I'm a listener, I hear that and I text like crazy.
I'm not telling you mine.
No.
Okay, I do. I have like a breaking case of emergency glass.
A singular one?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Allie?
I absolutely have one.
You have one for your veto. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I know it. I have nightmares about it.
So you guys are showing your hand. I'm not.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we play it every day.
Oh, really?
No, I'm totally kidding.
Okay. We barely play this one, but I know it's in the system.
So it's not Flagpole Sitta.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm happy
you
about Flagpole Sitta. Yeah.
And if we are able to veto that one time, then we get to pick.
Yeah, it's our choice. Yeah.
But only once a year.
Vetoer's choice.
1-800-520-1067. You text now, and we will play a Texter 100 song. Now, Allie is here. What's happening?
A ton of celebrity birthdays today, but none more important than Betty White's 98th birthday. And here's the thing. We love when Ryan Reynolds teams up with anybody to do a video because he tends to ruin people in the funniest way.
Yes.
I'm not saying Ryan Reynolds ruins Betty White, because he doesn't. But he teamed up with Sandra Bullock. Of course, they were in The Proposal together.
Oh, the classic
with
Proposal.
Sure. Betty White.
Another one I'm sure you love.
Oh my God, I love The Proposal. That's right. Everybody loves A Proposal. It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Be right back. Be right back as I look up Rotten Tomatoes. Go on.
Destiny, back me up. The Proposal?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good is not the best movie of all time.
Ringing endorsement. Yeah, ringing endorsement.
Not going to lie. The Proposal was great. But here's the thing. They teamed up to sing the classic tune, Happy Birthday, and then things get a little competitive towards the end.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Betty.
From Sandy, who loves you more than Ryan.
From Ryan, who loves you so much more than Sandy.
Happy birthday.
What does Sandy do for you every year? I mean, does she, like, show up and hand deliver flowers for you? And
to
wearing nothing but black socks and a dozen gold bracelets? Just like you requested? Doubt it.
I love you. Happy birthday.
Mwah! Nice. And then thank you for being a friend is played. Guys, the thought of Ryan Reynolds showing up wearing nothing but black socks and a dozen gold bracelets like Betty White requested it is a beautiful thing to think about on this
Friday. I just like
Friday.
Hearing Sandra Bullock back with Ryan Reynolds because they were the classic duo from the 44% movie, The Proposal.
Oh, do you remember The Proposal? That's one of my favorites. Yeah, I think that's the best movie of all time.
Yeah. People forget. We need a reunion.
Yeah. That was a great movie. Does it say who else was in that movie? Huge stars.
No, because no one cares.
Go ahead.
Okay, Ryan Reynolds, Malin Ackerman, Craig T. Nelson, Coach, Mary Steenburgen.
Uh-huh.
Betty White.
Right.
Oscar Nunez from The Office.
Uh-huh.
Niecy Nash.
Right.
I don't want to say that we've seen horrible movies with great actors and actresses in them, but we have.
Yes. The Proposal was great.
Okay.
A delightful
44%,
movie.
44%,
She's like this big executive. And then,
if Jensen and I agree that it's the best movie of all time, then do you think we could move on?
Sure.
It's a great movie.
Greatest movie of all time.
I mean, people should see it
Netflix
today.
And Ben and Jerry's have teamed up to create an ice cream flavor appropriately named Netflix and Chilled.
Why so soon?
Why so soon, guys? Here's the thing with the flavors. This sounds so good. I would eat it.
Okay.
And you know that I shouldn't.
Eat it.
Can't really digest dairy.
Don't need
all
to know that.
Well.
Right.
Peanut butter ice cream. Sweet and salty pretzel swirls.
Yes, go on.
And fudge brownies.
I'd have that. I'd have that.
You guys.
Yeah, do it.
That does sound good.
So good.
That does sound good.
Netflix and Chilled. It's available right now.
Oh,
go ahead.
I'll have it tonight.
Yeah. Will you?
Yes. That sounded very good.
Totally jealous.
You're not
going to
get it today.
I'm going to get it.
Will you get it on your way home?
Yeah. Netflix and Chilled sounds great. If it is available, I will 100% eat it tonight.
Well, according to this article, the new flavor is available around the world now. Eat
it. All right.
I kind of love it.
I mean,
I kind of love it, you guys. Have you ever tried to pull a prank on someone and you're like, how is this even going on this long? Because the person isn't realizing you're doing it. Well, when it comes to being oblivious, this dad just might take the cake. This was on Reddit. A kid started showing items of his father that he would glue to the ceiling, waiting for his dad to notice.
What?
You guys, I'm telling you, it took 5 days for his dad to notice. But one of the pictures I'm going to show you, I don't know if you can actually see it.
On the radio, they
can't. On the radio,
can't.
They can't, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, then this won't make
sense. It's
not
a visual medium.
How many items did he glue on the ceiling?
I was going to say, I'm going to show you the items here in the room so you can see it. But since you guys
are
being...
We can help describe. We're very descriptive.
No, you guys are being such meanies.
Oh, tough. We love the proposal.
Big ol'... Here's the thing. The guy wound up in this particular picture saying, day three of sticking my dad's possessions to the ceiling until he notices. Today, a whole ass shoe. Here are his glasses, a shoe, and what looks to be a wallet on the ceiling.
And he didn't notice until?
Till day five. This was day three, you guys.
That's great.
It is one of the greatest pictures. I will have them put it at Kevin Mornings. It is joyful. I enjoy it so very much.
Also, a good ad for that glue.
Yeah, no kidding. A great glue.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the point.
Well, I mean, but shoe on a ceiling, that's pretty impressive.
I got
glue.
Suspended from high school because there was a teacher who had maps and he would pull them down and he had an eraser on top of the map stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I glued it
onto the.
And he pulled the entire. He was short, so he had to like stand up on his tippy toes and he pulled the entire thing down on himself.
Who snitched?
Everyone. Oh. Everyone started laughing because they saw me do it.
Like, it's Kevin!
Good times.
Maybe during the break, one of you can teach me how to put pictures into the WhatsApp. That whole time I was trying to do that.
Really?
So we could post it. Yeah, I'll
send it to him.
It's been a really hard week for me, you guys.
I mean, that's what happens when you don't sleep.
Last week, Jensen didn't sleep, and it was rough for him. And this week, it's you.
It's been bad. I apologize.
I disagree. It's been there's
glorious.
Some bad moments.
Yeah.
Glorious the rest of the time.
Thank you. You're both a joy in my life. Happy birthday, Jim Carrey, Steve Harvey, James Earl Jones, Betty White, Zoe Deschanel, Dwayne Wade, Michelle Obama, Calvin Harris, Lil Jon, and Ray J.
It's my guy.
I don't care.
He doesn't care about his own birthday.
That's sad. That's
on Fridays at this time, we do Keep It 100. I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it
100, baby.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Guys, but we have to pick the 100th. I know that. But whenever we say who was 99 or 101, they're always great songs.
Which is a good sign.
Yeah. Sergio wanted to hear STP's Sex Type Thing. Sorry, dude, you were 99. What a bummer. I'm super mad at you, number 101. You should have been just a half a second quicker. Josh in Lake Balboa wanted Susie and the Banshees. Kiss them for me.
All right.
Which is one
All
of my
picks.
Favorites. But there can only be one, and we couldn't reach him on the phone.
Yes,
so
we could. We have Pi on the phone
we
now.
We do have
him? Cool.
We got him on the phone.
Okay.
So that he can talk to us.
Pi from Carson.
Hi, my name is Ty, and I'm from Carson.
It's Pi. Your name is P-Y. Pi. Like,
P-Y.
P as in pig.
I love cherry pie and cherry pizza.
It's just P-Y. Right.
I mean,
we're good with this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Weird.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Why did you choose this song, Pi?
Well, much like our man who died last year, I really love looking at what direction to go in life. And that constitutes like Thomas guides and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So I chose Max by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Oh, Pi. Oh, Pi.
What's wrong with you, Pi?
Pi, you're doing good work. You want to introduce the song for us?
This is Max by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Oh, Max.
Pi!
Pack up, I'm straight. Oh, no. Oh, say, say, say. Say,
good choice right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good choice. Let's act like we just came into that Coldplay song though a second ago.
Oh, right okay. before it? Okay.
So the Coldplay song is playing. Okay. And then we come on afterwards and we say, hey, by the way, Coldplay at the HD Radio Sound Space.
When's that?
Tonight at 7 o'clock.
What? Oh, wow. Is there any way I can watch it since I was not able to win my way in?
Well, last. Yes, you can listen to it right here at K-Rock.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Or if you're someplace where you can access a computer, you can watch it live online at K-Rock.com.
Question.
The whole thing. Yes.
If I watch it live on K-Rock.com, will I be able to get a button?
Again.
From Chris Martin.
No one's promised a button. Okay. He's come in 10 to 12 times. He brought in buttons once.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Are you going to be the one that asks?
Yes, I'm going to.
You're not going to ask.
All right, I won't ask. I won't ask.
That's Keep It 100, by the way. We will do it again next Friday at this time.
Guys, it bums me out that we do the show 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and people don't get to hear it all.
In the future, there's got to be some scientific way for people to go back and listen to stuff they missed.
I'm sure science would work, but I think I'm just going to rap about it.
We've come to another close of the week, my friends, so let me break it down for you as it officially ends. Now I know I usually try to act like a modest man, but that's before I got the title of the show, Softest Hands. It's a burden on my life, the crown's heavy on my head. Karina said Dave's skin felt like a wooden shed, and we talked to party people who admitted they were liars, and my voice gets higher when I say I watched The Wire. Kevin can't chopstick and I can't dive. We put banana on a pizza and we barely survived. Lock Kevin in a cold stone and let the man thrive. I wake up in a Target without knowing I arrived. Nannies get snitched on, Dave with a kazoo. In Florida, one woman doused the other in poo. Thank God a bunch of workers built the soundstage fast. If you missed that, download the podcast.
If you like pina
don't do it.
If you miss the pina colada thing,
you got to hear
that. You got to get the podcast.
Kevin 100% opened my eyes. I feel woke.
This has never happened before where I opened everyone's eyes that didn't seem. It's never happened.
What a terrible song. I had no idea. I will never party to it again.
All right, we have time for one last look at what's happening. Here's Allie.
I do not want to party with Jensen if he partied to the pina
colada. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I was like, wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Yeah.
That does sound great.
Umbrella in the drink. A margarita while listening to the pina colada song.
Again, you're doing that shimmy that you do that terrifies
me. It's a party.
We do not approve of the shimmy. It's
no shimmy. Guys, do you have plans May 8th?
Got to look it up. Is it this year? Because I know I have plans next year.
Okay, yeah, May 8th.
This year?
5 Point, that place in Irvine. That has
so go ahead and say the name of it, though.
People call it 5 Point.
5 Point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't
but
need to say...
For...
Well, you don't need to say the last part.
Right,
because a lot
just
of people,
to make sure we clarify.
A lot of people think, I've been told that that word should have an L, so they just refuse to say it.
Okay.
Like, how they would say it would be amphitheater, because it amplifies sound. That's how a lot of people would
are wrong
say it.
I've
it,
only
yeah.
heard one person say
that's
it
how
that
people
way.
Are wrong about it.
All right, at 5 Point Amphitheater. Ish?
Look, close enough.
Yeah, close enough?
Who am I to call you in there?
Who am I to call you out on the slur?
Thank you. At 5 Point in Irvine on May 8th, you guys, a little band that just played our acoustic Christmas called The 1975.
Yay! All right.
They dropped a new song yesterday called Me and You Together Song and just decided to also announce their 2020 tour. I kind of dig it.
All right.
This song is very cutesy. But I love it. Again, it's the 1975 with Me and You Together song.
See, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's very. It almost sounds like the band from That Thing You Do.
It sort of does.
But okay. I like that band from The Thing You Do.
I mean, as well you should.
Yeah, it's a poppy song.
Well,
it's fun.
You
it sounds like it should be on like The Ed Sullivan Show. I dig it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first from Jensen.
Stamp of approval.
Jensen digs it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go
would you
him.
Say it's a bop?
That is a 100%
really?
A bop. Yeah.
Okay, wow. All right.
Bop.
Guys, according to Deadline, Disney's looking to keep 3-time Oscar-nominated filmmaker and helmer of Thor Ragnarok in the family. Yes, we are talking about Taika Waititi.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
No, they've confirmed that the two-time Oscar nominee of Disney's Sister Searchlights, Jojo Rabbit, mm-hmm. has been approached about a Star Wars movie. However, don't get too excited or don't get too terrified. It's not clear yet if it's a feature for Disney Plus or for the big screen.
Right.
I mean, his episode of The Mandalorian, by most accounts, is that it was...
I feel like big screen.
The best one.
You would think. Because Jojo Rabbit, he's coming off more of a success in movies than TV. I mean, even though What We Do in the Shadows is based on his thing and stuff like that. But that's, I mean, he is a movie guy.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I agree.
And he's great.
He's great.
I agree as well.
And I implore you, as an OG hipster Taika Waititi head, go back and watch his first movie, Eagle vs. Shark, with Jemaine Clement, and it is one of my all-time favorites. It's so ridiculous, and it's so beautiful. And then watch Boy, because that's perfection. And then, while it's in theaters again this weekend, Jojo Rabbit, go see that. Just have a... Dare I call it
a weekend?
A Taika trifecta.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Get on that.
Is today the day that Disneyland opens Rise of the Resistance?
It is.
Right. It is.
And it's one of those rides where you have to be in the park to sign up for it.
Okay.
And I believe by about 8:30 in the morning, all of the slots were filled up for the rest of the day. So if you're headed out there to ride the ride today...
Maybe don't.
Maybe not today.
But still go and have fun.
Yeah. It'll still be open later as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, another
day. They're not taking it away today.
I did see videos.
It's a one-day only ride, Kevin. It's a new thing with Disney.
They shut it down. Close it down. I did see video from outside Disneyland in the dark.
Yeah.
So this is before the sunrise.
Absolutely.
And there were hundreds.
Oh, really? Standing in line already?
Hundreds of people cheering and chanting, even when the maintenance people walked by. It was pretty intense.
They
Disney
do a
people.
Great job, the maintenance people. They should be cheered as they walk by.
You know the cats thing, right? I mean, I don't mean to bring up cats.
What's that?
Well, did you know that Disneyland has cats that roam the park and get
like
rid of the rats and
cats?
Stuff? Yeah. Well, kind of. They let them loose at night. Yeah, and that's part of the maintenance crew.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Did you guys know that?
It's not true.
It is. That is true.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Disneyland.
You're making this up.
I am not making this up. Disneyland has cats that they let out at night to make sure that the mice and all those things don't take over the park. And that's how it's part of their maintenance crew. I wish Chip was here because she was an employee, but it is true.
Okay.
These are people, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are they people, but
no,
they're
no,
cats?
No. In this case, it's cats.
Okay.
That was the movie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's too weird to be made up. So
it's true.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true.
Kevin has ruled yes on that.
Who would make that up?
Letting you know.
I mean...
Jensen.
But to be clear,
yes,
these are cats then that they then put back in a cage for the next night?
They feed them at certain places, so then they leave at the end of the night.
But they're feral, and they just run crazy and bite people?
But then how would they have more feral... Like, how would the feral cats know to then
they're
go away?
By feeding training. By, like, they know they get their food by certain ways and come back, yeah.
Okay.
Do they have Disney ears?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know why I had to do the illustration for that.
Yeah, it really did.
They are not cat branded or anything by Disney. No, they're just cats.
I mean, it makes sense.
Mariah Carey is among the artists who will be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame this summer. You guys, this is a huge deal.
I sort of didn't know. I started talking over that. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. He doesn't care.
I didn't know that. She wrote songs. I assume she was one of those people that just...
She's a co-writer on everything, right?
How dare you.
Yeah, no, I mean like, you know, Britney Spears or something. They usually
How
buy...
Dare
more
you.
Women,
Britney,
more women.
Just name another woman, Kevin.
Boy bands. 5 Seconds of Summer. I assume that they just buy...
Shrapnel.
That was the boy band.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Some shrapnel over there, really. Taking a shot at someone.
I'm just saying there's a huge market where they buy songs.
Yes.
Sure.
And I figured Mariah was one of them.
No, she's a writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she started her career as a buyer, like you're saying, a purchaser song. And then pretty much, I think, album 2 and a little bit on 1, she was co-writing.
Okay.
Yeah.
She will be inducted, as well as Steve Miller, the Neptunes, of course, a production team of Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo, the Isley Brothers, and the Eurythmics.
Very good class.
That's a great class, you guys.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right?
You went 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, that's your boy band.
I love that.
First thing came to my mind.
That's interesting to me.
But don't
you know, boy bands,
songs?
LFO, or
no? I thought like I don't know.
NSYNC,
Backstreet Boys, obviously.
But don't they strike you as the kind of band that buys songs?
I don't know. Sure.
Why are you guys acting like I'm crazy?
No, no, no. It's just
this is a thing.
It's a funny pull.
It's a thing.
It's a funny pull that of all the boy bands, like not Backstreet Boys, not NSYNC, not like the big ones.
All of those are in the same.
It's like if I was like, you know, like pop stars, like female pop stars, like Willa Ford. You're like, wait, what? Willa Ford?
I think by
the way, 5 Seconds of Summer is a bit bigger than Willa Ford.
Can we discuss that Willa Ford is now like an interior designer?
Yeah.
And her place is killed.
Yeah, I read about this whole thing.
Yes.
She has like a whole new career, which I'm super into.
I look at her Instagram and her designs, and I'm like, Willa Ford killing it out there.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah.
And Clem from 5 Seconds of Summer.
Sure, Clem.
Yeah, that's now owns a coffee shop.
Clem.
I don't know any of those people. Why would he be named Clem?
Yeah. I don't know, but I like it, and I hope he is.
Let's talk some birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe Deschanel, Dwayne Wade, Michelle Obama, Calvin Harris, Lil Jon, Ray J.
I don't wash my socks.
Oh.
Okay. Good information.
Thing to add, Jim Carrey and Betty White.
Aww. She's 98.
98 today, you guys. Happy birthday. She listens. Mm-hmm. Usually about this time. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Stryker & Klein's commercial free-for-all during your drive home this afternoon on the world-famous K-Rock. Don't forget Coldplay on K-Rock at 7 p.m.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well, I do believe they land on the moon.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Someone explain, please.
Roll another one.
You know, it's got a thing.
Just like the other one.
What happened?
This one seems to be about quit.
This thing just will
and
not
I need
stop.
Another hit.
I don't know why they make it so dark. Why did they set the clocks? I screw up all the time. It gets darker when it should be lighter.
What? Roll another one.
Oh, is that what we settled on? I wasn't aware that was the deal.
Just like the other one.
But it's got to have some fat hip-hop beat.
This one seems to be about
you know, more sales, more Benjamins.
I don't have another cent.
I'm a doctor, and this man is farting in my face.
What's up, bitches?
You shut your drunk mouth.
Just pass it around.
It's not about winning. It's about the world, brother.
This is a success.
You ask me, this whole thing is going to end badly.
So what exactly do you mean?
Oh, don't know. Just a feeling, I guess. Strong feeling.
Sometimes when you say goodbye, it can make you sad. Goodbye!
Okay, well, you've been doing great work. Well done. We really appreciate it, but it's time to knock it off.
What?
Knock it off.
Go f*** yourself. You're dead to me. Now you can go.